Our Mutual Friend by Charles Dickens, read by Robert Hardy. In these times of ours, though concerning the exact year there is no need to be precise, a boat of dirty and disreputable appearance, with two figures in it, floated on the Thames between Southwark Bridge, which is of iron, and London Bridge, which is of stone, as an autumn evening was closing in. The figures in the boat were those of a strong man with ragged grizzled hair and a sun-browned face, and a dark girl of 19 or 20 sufficiently like him to be recognisable as his daughter. The girl rowed, pulling a pair of sculls very easily. The man, with the rudder lines slack in his hands and his hands loose in his waistband, kept an eager lookout. This boat and the two figures in it obviously were doing something that they often did, and were seeking what they often sought.
"Keep her out, Lizzie! Tide runs strong here. Keep her well afore the sweep of it."
Trusting to the girl's skill and making no use of the rudder, he eyed the coming tide with an absorbed attention. After a darkening hour or so, suddenly the rudder lines tightened in his hold, and he steered hard towards the Surrey shore. Always watching his face, the girl instantly answered to the action in her scully. Presently the boat swung round, quivered as from a sudden jerk, and the upper half of the man was stretched out over the stern. Until now the boat had hardly held her own, and had hovered about one spot, but now the banks changed swiftly, and the deepening shadows and the kindling lights of London Bridge were past, and the tiers of shipping lay on either hand. It was not until now that the upper half of the man came back into the boat. His arms were wet and dirty, and he washed them over the side. In his right hand he held something, and he washed that in the river too.